So I have one translator, but I lost. My English is not correct, not good, you know. So then I use translate, you know. So this very competent. So everybody enjoying Buddha Dharma? Yeah? Good. Good. Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure I could say enjoying.
You're not sure?
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The 12 links. And
12 links.
Very hard.
Very hard. Okay, you don't need... you don't need to keep 12 links. Just throw out. Slowly, slowly. Good, good. Okay. Just now, we are here. So everybody same ideas, and they want the happiness. They don't want to suffer. You see. So these two, suffering and happiness. So this what this come from? Where? Come from our own mind, you see. So now happy and suffering will be future happiness, and suffering depends our own mind. Yes. So therefore, unsubdued mind and with the delusion mind, whatever. So unsubdued mind makes unhappy and suffering. So subdued mind or peaceful mind, and then we're getting happiness, joy. So example, when we have strong desire or strong angry, whatever, then that time mind completely stuck or not joy, and not peaceful that we have experienced. When you have rising compassion or faith, and then so then automatically mind become happy, joy. So that's we can have we have experienced that. So therefore, what is necessarily have to watch mind, your own mind. So then checking through awareness which kind of rising thoughts in your mind, which kind of thought rising mind, which kind which kind rise, and which kind thought, when thought rise, and this is wrong or right. Another thought rise, then automatically bring unhappy. So this negative thoughts. Which kind of thoughts rise? Joy, happy. This is the right thoughts. So you see, everything depends on our mind. Right thoughts, wrong thoughts. So that's most time we didn't not checking carefully to the, our own mind, our own action. So that's then easily rise negative emotion. So negative, whatever the negative emotion rise, then just making negative karma. Or there any negative karma or wrong negative actions. So whatever that you made negative action, negative karma, then you're suffering in this life, suffering will future life. So everything what will be now will be future. Good, bad depends our own cause. Right cause, wrong cause. Negative, positive. So that's why we have to accept or believe karma or everything our now future depends. Cause and the cause conditions. Right or wrong, you see. So that's most people difficult beliefs, you know. Everything happy, joy come from money or condition outside, you know, like, oh, I have good car and I joy, I have good house, I'm joy, I have lots of money, then I become joy, I have lots of friend and I'm joy. Everybody looking this so hard, you know, work, we're making money, and then what? But you, then you have house, you have car, you have money, still not happy, you see. Another looking, oh, maybe I can go traveling to round, you know, to other country, then maybe I enjoy. Again, traveling, going, make money, spend, go there. Yeah, go there. Still I'm not joined. What happened? Maybe go to swimming pool. Still not joy. Oh, maybe go hotel and nice food, a nice cake, nice chocolate. Then we, oh, you know, still not joy. Oh, go see movie, different movie, or maybe dance, or maybe singing. So whatever we go, still go back same. Tired, and money goes, finish, again need go work tomorrow, otherwise finish money. So then problems. That's all our samsara living beings like that, you know, you see. Whatever good condition, not enough. Want more, never enough. Desire, whatever nice see, oh, I want this. So again this needs money, again need work. You know, even the tired, no choice, again go. You know. So now if you believe everything depends, your good luck, bad luck depends your own cause and depends cause and karma. If you believe, you accept this, so then what do you do? You make good karma, you make lots of merits, then you receiving your more. You need to make more karma, more good karma. You make lots of merits. Then, so negative emotion, negative cause brings suffering. That's you accept. Then you can You know, every day watch mind, any anger, jealous, whatever you're rising, you fight. You cannot follow this action. And if you follow this, then you become completely negative emotion. Then you are not happy. Then also you are whoever surrounding people, and your parent, husband, or wife, also they are not happy. Because you're not happy. They are not happy. So therefore, what necessary watching to the mind. So negative action, anger, whatever you rise, then you realize now this is negative karma, negative action, this is delusions. This is wrong conceptual thoughts, mind. This is not right. Why I am follow this? Why I accept this ideas? Just yourself talk, yourself think like this. When you realize that you don't stay under this, you don't accept this. You know, if someone gave you poison, if you don't know, then you can drink. If you know, oh, this voice, no. Even though beautiful colors, nice, good smell, if you don't realize this is poison, no. Even though I say, okay, you this eat, I can give you $1,000. Even you $1,000,000, give, I not drink. Okay, excuse me, take away, like that, isn't it? Because you realize this poison. So delusion is poison. Kill our own peace. Example, anger, or strong desire, whatever you desire, then our killing what? Kill our own peace. You see, that's why, of course, we cannot have, you know, accept, or our mind cannot follow these negative actions. You see? So that's why we need to carefully check, look at ourselves to the mind. That's very important, day by day. So now you see also, day by day, watch your mind, and again, you have boring, you tired. Maybe no time, okay? So that's why first we need nature of samsara. Even the Buddha Shakyamuni, he told Four Noble Truths. You see? How we renounce, how we get out from samsara, how we wall to the samsara, you know, how we destroy. So Buddha says, first he gave Four Noble Truths, truth suffering cause, and truth cessation, truth path, see? So that's truth suffering. So Buddha says this is suffering, you see? This is suffering, you see? First he said, this is suffering, he told. So then, whoever around, when during the Buddha time, he says, this is suffering. So then they realize truth suffering, nature of samsara. So then, automatically renounce. Because suffering, they don't like, isn't it? You like suffering, you don't like suffering. Okay, even though I say suffering, these words, even though you don't like. Why does Lama say suffering? We are no suffering. We are American, happy, joy. We are joy people. Why you say suffering? Maybe this is your problem. So that's why how we obtain meditation practice, how come this naturally, easily. So first we can see any nature of samsara, then you can, samsara is not outside, our own, realize our own nature of samsara. So with this body, you know, this body, with this mind, what we have now present, what we have now, this is samsara. Whoever being have with this body, initially suffering, easily sick, easily tired, you know, getting older, not choice, even though we don't like getting older. Then getting older, then more problems. So you can look at it day by day, you know, look at to the body, look at to the mind, upside down, up, down, up, down, we know, isn't it? Then special look at there. So many people, different kind, business people, prana people, army people, governor people, they different have job, different have sufferings. You see, they say no problem. Of course, they natural problem. You can how no? We can talk first. Oh, I'm joy, blah blah blah, nice. Then slowly, then they start. I have problem, I problem with this person, I problem that food, la 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 la. You know, so many things. We see, that's everywhere same. All country, all samsara beings like this, you know. Everybody, of course, like happy, joy. So they say, hello, nice, I'm very happy. Are you happy? Of course I'm very happy, very, very happy. Then talk 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Then slowly start. I have problem with the guy. I was fine. My boyfriend, girlfriend, my so that's we have naturally, you know. They have this is our nature, you know. So see, you know, even though not believe, not accept, don't want, but have this one. We can realize. So we need to look into the mind, look at our nature, daily life. What happened? You know, meditate. How much upside down? You know, how much mind moving? How much time, feeling changing? Happy, unhappy. Even though we have happiness, not perfect happiness. Changing. You know, just 2 minutes happiness, again that change, unhappiness. Happy, unhappy. Happy, unhappy. You know, not permanent, we don't have. So that's why whatever you can see your feeling, whatever you see other people's suffering and problem, so you can look at it in every country, every place, every people, you see. First, we need understanding our nature. Then you can see, oh, what happened? So you like, you don't like. No. So therefore, why these problems? So many different sickness and disease, all changing this. Why we have? Why should have all the time joy? All the time should have peaceful. Why not? Because our this body, mind come from delusion and karma. Whatever by cause delusion, ignorant attachment, and by truth is whatever result is not selfish, not perfect. So that's why we are sick, we are problems. Or you see, business club candle. So many things happened. This because this come from delusion mind. Because this come from ignorant, you know, subcharahi mind. So that's all the time. Punish our giving punish ourselves by through ego grasping mind, subcharahi mind, ignorant mind, desire attached mind. You see, that's we have in the mind. So that's we not give up. That's why we have problems. So therefore we need, you see, with understanding nature of samsara, then try to renounce. Any samsara is not sufficient, not perfect. So therefore, I really need sufficient, not sufficient. So therefore, I need change action. I need change all these actions or cause. Otherwise, again, you know, dying, born. So many lifetimes, you know. Since beginningless until now, always, you know, born, dying, like clock, you know, circle exist. Going 1, 2 o'clock, 12, again 1, 2 o'clock, you know. So, never ending. Not choice. Born, dying. even though someone says, you know, only one life. You know, so, you know, so next life not exist. Some people is this, their thinking is more easy for them. Many life thinking may be worried. So they don't want worried. So therefore one life. This life, whatever he likes, he can do. Like this, you know. simple person do thinking like this, you know. No ideas, you know. How to really truth make happy and peace. He doesn't have any wisdom. He or he. That's why thinking believe like that. That's wrong conceptual mind. You know, wrong view. So never get truth wisdom that first. So never getting better. Okay? So therefore, now you see, really want to get out from samsara, then need real right renunciation. Right renunciation. You see? you see, if your stomach pain full, you don't like anymore keep. You really want to go see doctor or take medicine automatically. You don't want skiffy, even a few minutes, you don't want it because painful. You know? So why you painful? Because samsara life. You know, this suffering body. Whatever you have, this no choice. So many different kinds of sufferings we have. So therefore, you can realize this, then try to what you have. I want, I need, strong desire, these things. Now try changing that action. Necessary, even though you need necessary, okay, you can have right motivation. I use this old house, whatever you have, I use this for purpose, benefiting for other, benefiting for Dharma, serve it to other. You can have motivation change, action change. If you do this, then no coming desire, no coming attachment. So no attachment, so then your this action is right action, and also we call dharma. Dharma means whatever you thought, right, automatically removing delusion, attachment, anger, whatever, you know, remove or abandoning, like attitude. Yeah. So stopping, you know, example now, if you have Oh, like cake. You like, you know, you have strong desire cake. Then you can have the, you have cake with you. Then your strong desire, mind completely, you know, to this cake. Then with strong desire, you cannot eat this poison. You know? Danger. So first, you can remove attachment. Okay? Why this attachment? I don't need attachment because this is not pure, not perfect, because if I eat, this becomes dirty, completely, no? Become dirty, never pure. So this is a dirty cause. So also this come from also dirty because of by karma and delusions. So not completely pure. Even though I become this, eat, maybe I become sick, you know. Anyway, just become dirty inside. So if I eat, vomiting, then totally dirty, you see. Nobody like this, okay? So, like this. So, thinking this, then your attachment moving, okay? Or also, you can, this cake is no, what you can appearance not truly exist from their own sight. Also, this depends on cause condition, impermanence. Now beautiful, next very ugly. So impermanence, minutes changing. So also, what appearance this cake is, what, where is cake? What is cake? You see? Cake has color, shape. Which one? Cake. Cake is a taste, many things, shapes, colors, many, many. What, where is cake? You know, what your appearance this cake is, what appearance in your mind, that cake is completely not exist. You cannot found, checked. If you thinking like this, so then attachment automatically remove, no desires. Then also you have some motivation, you have thinking, this cake is, I eat not purpose moment in my joy. And this cake, first I need to offer to the all holy beings, you know. Wherever I exist, with me, all holy beings exist. Holy being is not separate with me, all the time with me. Buddha, Guru, all the time with me. Why? Because they love you. You know? Because they have completely, fully compassion with you. You know? But we think far away. You know, all Buddhas, Gurus, all the time with us, near us. Wherever we visualize, where we thinking, in the with you, in the heart, on the, you know, on the head, wherever you thinking, Buddha's there. You know, wherever emptiness exists, Buddha's there, Guru's there. If you say, oh, this not right, he's not there, that's wrong. You know, because Buddha knows everything. So wherever exists, Buddha's there. You know, every emptiness realize Buddha. Emptiness, Buddha's mind, unseparable mind. So therefore, you can have, near you visualize all Buddha's bodhisattvas, no doubt they are with you. So you can offer what your meal, cake, whatever, before you eating, you can offer. Offering, first offering, the joy, you make lots of merits. Especially, you can have motivation. I really want to get out from the samsara. Especially, for myself, single this suffering I don't like, because I don't like any more suffering. So therefore, if you don't like yourself own suffering, this single one person suffering. So now you look it to other sentient beings, all countless now, you know, countless sentient being, countless suffering being, samsara beings. Every samsara being's natural suffering, what like you. You know, like me, they are suffering. Sickness, disease, so many different kinds of sufferings. Especially look at in the, you know, animals. You see, everywhere, you know, look at the example, fish, and then how much they killing people, and how much, you know, people they kill every day. So many fish, so many animals, so many cows, every day killing. No compassion them, no care them. So much they're suffering. There's also the being. We, many lifetimes, born cows, gone pigs, fish, like that, you know. So we, somebody, many lifetimes they kill us. So now we're very, very lucky. Now we are fortunate, we are human being. So especially we are understanding Dharma. If we really now, we can really change, really go out, get out from samsara, we want to become enlightenment, we become Buddhahood, whatever we can do in our life. That's why we say this: our life is precious human life. You cannot, even though you have $1 billion, you cannot buy like what we have. You know, so expensive, but now you have. So that's why we are very lucky, very fortunate. So therefore, we have to day by day make useful and meaningful things. How make meaningful means, you see, with understanding, right, wrong, and negative, positive. You see, that's the clear understanding, you know. So then you can watch, you know, try remove whatever the bad action, bad thoughts come, you can remove. You don't need to push, you just relax. Don't need to push, just relax. Watch mind. Okay? Mind is naturally like sky, you know. Just negative emotion, pollution rising. Because so many lifetimes we do many bad things. So easily rising negative emotion. So then first, oh, nice, clean, happy, joy. Again, just, you know stuck, you know. That's why we need day by day practice meditation, you know, listen, reading, meditate, you know, so many things, you know. So therefore, well, first part, we need renunciation. Renounce to the samsara. I don't want anymore reborn in the samsara, because samsara is too much for me. Isn't it? You believe, accept with me? If you have some doubts and questions, welcome. Okay? So, this suffering and the samsara is impermanent, because this depends on cause condition. So therefore, first we need understanding impermanence. We are impermanence. Impermanence means momentarily changing. Changing. You know, we are, now we, everybody is getting older, isn't it? No more young here exist. You see, before we are young, you know, young boy, kids, girls, play, you know, so now we get older, we do something. You understand, yeah? So now no more younger, getting older. You can see around 80, 90 people can see, cannot see, clear eye, cannot hurt. You know, human being cannot care them. Lots of suffering, you know. You see? So we not rich yet, but we're going there, you see? Oh. So now we are perfect life, perfect healthy joy. So we what we need to, very important, day by day, practice Dharma, pure Dharma. Everyday meditation is very important. Of course, we live in this country, of course, need to work, make money. Otherwise, no food, no house, problems. But you can have every morning just like 30 minutes, 20 minutes meditation. What you learn, teachers? Lamrim, Lamrim. Lamrim is a gradual path, you know. Small step, middle step, highest step. You know already. So that's how we move negative emotion, delusion. How get out? Through Lamrim meditation. Gradual path meditation. Lamrim is Lamrim, small path, middle, like class, you know. We're going Geji, then first class, second class, then universal, you know, like that, you know. Same with meditation also. First we need some beginning experience, you know. So you see, so we need very important how we really go deep Dharma, how we get easy meditation, you know, without somebody pushing, you know, automatically. Once this, so the renunciation, proper renunciation practice, meditation. Then you understanding really, you know, experience. Then you can always you want meditation. You know, so then any samsara like dancing and a movie and any natural what people they do, no more interest, just waste time. We looking and do this, no beneficial, useless, completely useless. You know, only rising negative seeds, you know, become habit. You know, so now you see, so how we can make it meaningful, you know, so how it is wonderful, our life is very fortunate, because I am precious human life, I can make all good karma, you know, so many different peace, happy, joy, complete, true everlasting happiness, completely omniscient mind, Buddha mind, everything I can, all those calls, all those method, everything I can make in my life, in this life. You can see proof so many yogis, India, Tibetan, even now, you look at it in the Western, the who practice purely meditator. So they're so joy. People with family, business, so many money, lots, but not joy, lost something missing. So now, complete renounce, retreat, more meditate, follow what Guru says, do more meditate, you know, more, so less delusion, less angry, less attachment. Normal samsara desire. So really going to deeper understanding, deep wisdom, and more peace, more joy. So then all Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Gurus close with him or her. So then they get achieving blessing. So mind is more joy, more happy, more joy. So then life becomes really, really meaningful and useful. Those being even the dying, complete joy. Like going to home, joy. Kids going to home, so much joy. So that's meditator, when dying death comes, like going to home, joy. No upset, no suffering, no guilty, you know, nothing. Just joy. So, yeah, how? How this come? So from today, we day by day meditate with understanding what teacher says. You know, first renunciation, then thinking every day, impermanence, my life impermanence, my body impermanence, my position impermanence, my how, brand, whole universal impermanence, momentarily changing. So thinking, nothing exists, all phenomena is permanent. Everything is momentarily changing. So thinking this more, then not coming strong desire, not easily rising anger, not easily rising jealousy, then not easily motherliness. So you want to have something, you want to give charity, you want offering to holy beings, whatever they, all good things, benefit for so many beings, whatever the necessary things, you want to offer this, giving charity, serve to others. So then, really wants you do all good things, right things, more right things, then rather than your own selfish, own just momentarily, moment happy, enjoy, and moment pleasure. So there's so much interest anymore. So then your life is very useful. Then really going to right, correct. So that's why, enter this with every day, morning meditation, evening meditation. Then also then negative anger, whatever there's negative, we have so many negative seeds in the mind. Because since beginningless now, intern, so many with the time, anger, fighting, killing, sexual misconduct, or stealing, whatever, the many lifetime we've done. Even this life didn't do, but many times. So then, that's why negative seeds we have. You see? Therefore, we need purification. You see? With the holy object, you know? So, so therefore, you can have to, you have own guru, you can visualize own guru, you have own Buddha, you can visualize Buddha. So then you can have to offering things, then you can say what you buy with anger. I made negative karma in a lifetime, very, very sorry, deep sorry. I will not do anymore. Then also you can say, strong desire, with the desire, I made a negative karma, I'm very sorry, I will not do. I jealous, pride, with pride, I made many negative karma, I'm sorry, I will not do. That day by day, you think this, very, very useful. Even if you huge negative done, you thinking this, I swear, very deep from heart, very sorry, big excuse me. All holy Buddhas, Bodhisattvas. I've done this without, by ignorant, I've done this. So now I will not do anymore. Even though just this moment, I complete, even though 1 hour, I can stop. And so like this, day by day, you thinking. So then, every day you thinking do this, less negative karma. Less negative karma, better, more your action has become more dharma action, positive action, right action. So then become meaningful and useful. That's why we need to meditate with understanding gradual path, and then also we need purification, then then also we need to make large merits. So merits we need so make like charity to giving poor people, many holy being, holy object put there. You can offering waters, flowers. Especially we need every day need eat and drinking. So we both eat and drink. First, you can all time you can offer. I can offer this to Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, or my guru, whatever you say. Even you say, I am offering this, you know, you can say, Om Ahum. This, Om Ahum. This is holy, pure, holy, and pure, completely pure. Pure body, pure mind, pure speech, you know. So all this Buddha, my Om, Buddha's body. A, pure body. A, Buddha's speech. Hong, Buddha mind. So this you can say Om Aum automatically. automatically. Blessing, then automatically purified food, and at the same time purified yourself. Same time you're making seeds, holy body, holy mind, holy speech. Om Aum, Om Aum, Om Aum. Very, very useful. You can blessing. Then what Buddha see? Buddha becomes complete pure, holy mind. They see nectar. Your meal is become nectar. They see nectar. So then you can offer what Buddha sees, I can offer. All Buddhas, countless Buddha, Bodhisattva. Buddha you cannot count. You know, countless Buddha, Bodhisattvas. You know, all. So all Guru, Buddha, Bodhisattvas. You get all three triple gems. I can offering this my meal or tea. What you see is I can offer. Purpose, I quickly become Buddhahood, benefit all sentient beings. Include me, all sentient beings, purified all negative emotion. So you thinking this, offering. So then this also you can visualize this, you have small, but you can large, and a large, 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 you know, you can visualize. So then all Buddhas, Bodhisattvas have your meal, joy. So then, with this motivation, and offering countless holy object, so even the few minutes you do this, you can, incredible you making merits. Incredible. If we can say, how much cost this merits? Billion, 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 countless dollars. But you don't need to pay $1. But you do it. You get. If you clever, do it. Then very useful. This pure business. Or some sort of business with suffering and, you know, headache and sometimes lost down, you know, so nothing perfect, you know. So see, so this business really pure, very useful, you know. So then you can make ultimate use, incredible making, so much merits. So then you can dedicate this marriage. Through this marriage, I dedicate, quickly become Buddhahood or omniscient mind. Great enlightenment, you can dedicate. So through this your marriage, you dedicate so many all good things. Especially so many all good benefit to all beings. You can dedicate your merits. Again, your merits is incredible, increasing. You know, numberless increasing. You know, so that's it. Merit is not form. We cannot see through eye, but you know, let even though our past life, we made good karma, keeping morality. You know, we charity, we done. That time we didn't see this life and good house, everything. So past life we done good things. Now we have good life, good human being, good friend, good house, good car. Without your marriage, you cannot have. You know what you have? So many being. Then you know so many being. You look at in the Aboriginals, so many poor beings suffering. No. Even the car, forget, you know, even the no house, you know, even there, you know, no house, no food, no clothes, you know, so suffering, you see, even the same we are, They are human beings, but they lot suffering. Then again, they have disease, so much sickness, you see. So we are very, very lucky, very fortunate. Come from past marriage, past good karma. You learn this, then you make, day by day, you make large marriage, lot good karma. So then again, next life, much better than this life, highest. More you can, then easily going to Dharma, easily get master, teacher, guru, then your life is more meditate, more Dharma practice, more easily, purely. Again do this, then you can reach quickly, become Buddhahood, you know. So Buddha is it depends cause condition. We become Buddhahood. Because we have Buddha nature, you see? You see, our mind naturally pure, but we not realize because negative pollution, ignorant, you know, rising. So therefore we not, they are very clean, but we not see. Very pure, we not see. Example, you can look at in the sky, so many clouds, you know, we not see blue, clean sky. You know, when they remove, then see. Like this, our mind is like sky. So negative pollution rising by empty mind. So then we cannot see our pure nature, nature of mind. Our nature of mind, pure nature, you see, pure nature, you see. So we have so many things we have, but we not yet realize. Therefore, we need meditation every day. You necessarily you have a master teacher, then you can follow, more learn, more meditate, and more purification, more make marriage, more meditation, you see. So now you see. So that's why Buddha first said, through the, this is suffering, you see. So suffering comes from delusion, karma, you see. That's delusion, karma. So delusion is man cause aggressive mind or ignorant. Man ignorant means ignorant means, general ignorant means not knowing object. So this main delusion cause ignorant is not knowing through the nature or not knowing emptiness. So where is emptiness? Emptiness everywhere. Wherever they exist with the emptiness. Without the empty, nothing exists. So we are naturally empty. Empty. We are naturally empty. Empty means not nothingness. Empty means empty. Who? How empty? By which kind empty means? Empty means. So now our mind, how appearance object or person or form, whatever you can see, whatever appearance this object, not truly exist. That vision or appearance, of what we believe, and whatever that things, what we can see, you know, see or appearance, like that, not exist. How appearance? Undependently, whatever you can look at this object from their own side appearance. So that selflessness, you know. Every your own vision, everything is just your mind painted. Your thoughts. Example like good person, bad person. How these two exist only your mind thoughts, rising thoughts, bad person. So then you can see bad person. Then after some time, you believe this person, your rising thoughts, this good person, then you appearance good person. Without this, not truly exist from their own sight. You know? So every how they changing depends your mind how change. You see? So on your pure object or unpure object, this your depends your own mind. Your mind unpure, everything is unpure. Your mind become completely pure, your object is everything is pure. When you stung, when you have example like your room, meditate purely, holy object, your mind is really pure, joy, removed delusions, no attachment rising, complete virtuous mind, pure mind. Completely pure mind with by meditation. By meditation, rising pure mind. That time, your mind become pure mind. Then strong faith to the, your holy guru. Strong faith. Then complete environment. Pure. Your mind pure, body pure. Look at it around, surrounding also very pure. Because your mind blessed, pure. So then you can see also five consciousness become pure. I become pure. So you can see is pure. What do you see around? So you see everything depends on our own mind. So therefore, so therefore necessarily, every day, right meditation, right motivation, you know. So you see, so you can see samsara, some nature of samsara is impure, natural suffering. So try to renounce. I don't have any more of this because I don't like. You see impermanence. How permanent? Changing by cause condition. What is cause? Cause also impure, because by delusion karma. Also, this now this body come from by cause this morning's body. So this morning body natural suffering, ugly. So now our mind become also like, our body is become like that. Because the cause is impure, so now impure. The cause is natural suffering, now a result also natural suffering. So you can thinking this, then nature of samsara more clear understanding. The really no more desire, really no more, no more desire, no more attachment. Really, you won't give up. So then you see how much you have own suffering. So then look at it to other beings. Your other family, others, and all look at it to whole Thai universal beings. Like you, they are suffering. So you is one person. They are numberless beings. What is very important? Numberless beings is very important. You see, other is very important than me. Why? Because other is countless. I'm single person. If you're one person suffering, you don't like. This biggest problem, you don't like. And then the other is nevertheless being. How you can forget him? Especially, other is very important because other is man your peace and truth, peace and the joy come from others. your own suffering, problem, come from your own, yourself. So you see, how other is very important. You are this body, comfortable life, everything perfect, come from others. So so now you see, especially, you have to, so many, all other, now example, now you have mothers. Mothers, how care you, your child times. Every day, every hour, every minute, so much love you. Try to make happy, joy. So mother is so kind. Like this, all being is become mothers, fathers, teachers. Even this life's mother, many lifetimes become mothers. More kind. You know, example, one person, one day, beautiful lunch, a beautiful lunch, nice, offer you. You so much enjoy with this life, this meal, lunch. So that person is even no mother, father, but just you, like friend. So that you remaining. Oh, this person so kind. Because so nice meal offer me, you know. So then many month, year, even the years, even you remembers. When that person sees, oh, hello, you know, you really like him. You feel close because he is some very good meal you offer that you remaining kindness because you know how they like you remaining kindness. You see, so mother, so much all good things give to you, cares you completely. You see. How this life comfortable? Without the mother's cares, so difficult. So mother so kind. So you see mother kindness. Also these mothers become many lifetimes mothers. They also Buddha Shajamuni's story, this life's present mother, many lifetimes mothers, their history there. Because he knows, you know, in the you know, they say that. You know, so like this. Why not? We have life is beginningless, you see. So therefore, all sentient beings, if you thinking matters, because easily close mother, easily you can generate compassion to the mother, because remaining your mother is kindness. So mother is suffering and sick, you automatically want help. Automatically, you don't want mom suffer and sick. You see? So therefore, you try to meditate, thinking, all sentient beings, your mother. So then you, all beings, you feel close because there's so many lifetimes, kindness. All good things giving to you. Offer to you peace, joy. So, even which person you don't like, this just moment. So, from today, change that action. Even you don't like that person, even the bad things he done person to you, now you try to understand. Even though he done that, even though you carry on, you unlike, you criticizing them, completely useless. Why? Why are you criticizing? Why are you unhappy with this person? Brings happy or not? Nothing. So therefore give up. That person how this cheating or bad things do with you. This many lifetimes, you cheat or you do bad things with this person. Now karma result come back to you. Cheat, bad things to you. How this come from? Cause you done bad karma with this person. So now coming result to you. Not that person fall, yourself fall. Thinking this, automatically action changing. I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry. My fault, not you. Thinking this, so much useful, so much useful. Then see tomorrow what people are seeing. Now you changing that meditate and thinking this. Now see, you want smiling, you want help them. You know, I'm sorry. You see, so much useful. Then slowly that person become before the enemy. Now you become really your heart touching him or her. So now really feel close, even though he or she not smiling, not contacting, but your mind is not hurting anymore. That is useful. Yeah, completely useful. Okay. So now, Sarah, 1 hour or?
Yeah. I think when it finishes.
No, I don't want to keep too long. People getting suffering. Not good. I try to make joy, but. Yeah. Okay. I can make conclusion. Is any then question? Okay. Yeah. So now you see. So now you see. Remaining all sentient beings, mothers and kindness remaining, then you can feel close them. So they likely them in your body. And then you can see how much yourself looking. Understanding nature of suffering, then there are numberless beings suffering. Then you can have example, mother sick, mom sick, big hurting, she crying. Then you can see, you automatically are crying. You really love. I want she move this problem. I want. From your heart. You coming. So similar you can thinking all sentient beings. All mother sentient beings, the Lord seems beginningless now suffering. Still now they suffering. So many beings suffering. So their suffering, you part of your suffering. You see, their suffering, you're not happy. You see? So therefore you can see. I want a wish from your heart. Open your heart. You're completely looking to them. They're really suffering, natural suffering. Seems beginningless now. So really generate strong compassion. I want a wish completely free from suffering. So strongly generate in your heart, I want, I wish, all included my mom, this life's mom, other life's mom, all sentient beings, whoever surrounded with me in this house, then whoever beings in America, East, West, all universal sentient beings, entire universal sentient beings, I want to quickly remove from suffering. I want, I wish. only that thought generate every day. This is compassion. Compassion means want, wishes, being whoever suffer, want, free from the suffering. Whoever being the suffering, impatient. I don't like anymore other sentient beings suffering. So that's only your mind, your heart, thinking, thinking, thinking. Then God rising, consultate with this compassion. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you can meditate with this compassion. In careful, if you think this, automatically purify it yourself. And this best offering to the sentient being, this best offering to the all holy beings, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas. You thinking others, take care of others. Because every being wants happy, don't suffer. But they don't know how to stop suffering, how to make joy, how to complete happy joy, how to make it. They don't know. They don't know. Ignorant. No guide. Most beings, no guide. No peace leader them. There's so many, they teach negative emotion. They teach, they guide bad things. So therefore, being becomes negative emotion. So unpure, unpeace. Loss, deep suffering. Many beings dying, born to the hell. Hungry ghosts, animals. You look at it in the sea. So much sentient beings. Even fish, you cannot count. You can count American people in this country. How many people you can count? Fish, you cannot. Even thousands, you're killing every day, but coming. This also sentient being. So therefore, you see, so very important, we need practice compassion, remaining kindness sentient beings, and then you have to generate strong compassion to every equally sentient being, every being, so then how to practice compassion? Whenever you see sentient beings, whoever being suffering, is sickly people and diseased people, whatever this, you can have strong suffering. You can have to that's used first. You can have to this person, this being is suffering, unlikely, unpatient. I want to remove pity from this. So you can have to generate single person, two person, three person, 100 person. Sometimes you are in the house, you can have generate compassion. Sometimes you can have to meditate compassion, like country by country, eat south, like that. So this you can train compassion, train your mind completely become natural, become universal compassion. Without training, you cannot. Day by day, life to life, you have to train. Then even though you have to so much suffering working for other sentient beings, you have loves, happy, joy, even to suffering. But you joy because I'm working for sentient beings. stopping suffering, getting peace. So now you see, only you have to generate compassion is not enough. You know, only one leg, you cannot walk. You need two legs. So we need what? Wisdom, understanding true nature, understanding emptiness and voidness, empty. So wisdom and compassion. By compassion, only compassion, not enough. So we need completely need purified delusions and obscuration. No more conceptual thought. Everything understanding directly without conceptual thoughts. Everything knowing wisdom we need. Everything knowing realized directly without conceptual thought, concepts. So then you are, we call Buddha, Buddhahood, Buddha. Buddha means knowing everything. Fully wisdom, fully compassion, fully love, fully knowledge. That being we call Buddha. Okay, so you see. So now you say, what is very important now? You have to stone generate compassion. Now, what next? I don't want any more, any sentient being suffering. I want really every being's free from suffering. Have that your strong energy, wishes. So now what do? I don't want, but I cannot do. I cannot stop. Even the myself cannot. So therefore, what to do? Who can do? Somebody can do or not? Yes, Buddha too. Only Buddha can do. Therefore, I need to become Buddhahood, benefit all sentient beings. That's what we call Bodhicitta. You see, Bodhicitta, okay? Everybody understand Bodhicitta? Okay, Bodhicitta. Bodhicitta means wanting Buddhahood. What for? Purpose, benefit all sentient beings. Okay? So we are human beings. We do all good things, all completely useful things. Only eating, drinking, sleeping, this is not our job. We do more than this. Or we tap movie and do things, business, or you know, thousand million dollars. This also not selfish, not perfect. So we need that kind, you know, wisdom, knowledge in the mind with the meditation. This is very important. You see? So how we cut samsara? How we destroy delusional mind? So with the bodhicitta and understand the true nature, emptiness. So wisdom, method, this together in our mind. That's day by day and in life to life, meditate, then no problem. Even though you stay in samsara, no problem. You see? Example, His Holiness Dalai Lama. You see? You know? So many lives, thousand, already he be enlightened. But what become enlightened? Then what purpose? Helping for sentient being. Come to with us. Like us, body. Show us what we have. But mind completely pure. God, right path, God us. You know? Yes. So, but different. You know, different. When he see something, different energy, different blessing, you know, different beings. You know, that means his mind something different, you know, or then different us, you know. It's complete pure. So we can see, different, our changing, you see. So how this come from? By universal compassion, you see. Universal compassion, bodhicitta. Bodhicitta compassion, compassion, through the compassion. Through the compassion come from renunciation. You see? Renunciation come from, and you can see, on, you have master, guru, okay? Guide, leader, right path, showing right path. Oh, this is your master and your guru. So then you have guru, you have, how you can believe this guru? When you have rising faith, you feel close, then what he says, you meditate, more useful, better understanding, more become purely, then that's right, you see. You know, example, His Holiness Dalai Lama, right guru, we can follow, correct. What he says, we can follow, meditate day by day. Then our lives become meaningful and useful. Fantastic. Okay, thank you very much. This is enough, okay? Yeah, okay. So now, few questions. Any? Yes, please.
How do you become
an
abbot of
Kokan Mahapur? Oh, yes. That's big question. I think before the Kopan, Lama Yishi is my teacher. So then I stay in India, Lama went to Nepal. So then he built some monastery and some make monks. So Lama called me, come teach to the monks. So then I just a short time I once come, then I come back to learn, study more. So then think, and I went there. Then I worked, so then I said 3 months. So then Lama had no time, Lama is so much busy because so many Western students. So then also Lama traveling to the round, no time. So then I have no choice, I cannot go. I stick there. So then, stuck there. So then I teach monks, slowly, slowly. Then also I need to take care of all monasteries, Lama gave everything job. So then I do this. Then slowly. Then I become teachers, I take care of managers like this, So then Lama passing away, and then Rinpoche also, then more Rinpoche need a lot of traveling, a lot of time, so he gave me more jobs, So I need, big carry, And also before the Lama passing, then what I do? Okay, you can help to Rinpoche. Lama says, in Delhi, Lama sick, and I go there, Lama call me, I went there. Then what I shall do? You can help to Rinpoche. So then, no choice, I go there. So then, I work. Then, recently, after some time, Rinpoche called me, abbot, Kopan abbot. So then I didn't, I did make atonement a bit, but still keeping names a bit. Then recently, His Holiness, a benefit, I become a bit. Then I thought to become atonement. Then His Holiness, of course you have a bit. So then you can do atonement. So His Holiness, gave names, So that's why then I did atonement. Reason 1 year or 2 years? Huh?
1 year
ago. Atonement, I became a Kopan abbot. We have Kopan monastery, monks, and around there, Kaju Gajini, Nanira monastery. The Kopan is now more than 300 monks. Also now, is also, none also nearly 300. So the most refuge from Tibet, also Himalayan mountain, Nepal, they're around, you know. They're so poor family. But they own country, they no education. Even the monks, monastery, they have no education. So they want to come sent to Koban. So then also Koban served good education, giving all what necessary things. Then also same time, we're not charging fees, offering food, everything, you know. Everything take care of. So that's the way everybody wants to come to Koban. So especially, you know, especially the women, the nunnery is so many, not many nunnery. Even they have nunnery, no education. So they really want to Koban nunnery. So also, even the Holiness Dalai Lama says one day, I'm God, you have to more nun, you know, you have more nuns. So Dalai Lama says, you have my monastery, you have more, you can have more, you accept more nuns, you know, so very useful. They say. So that's why so many nuns coming. So then I say, no, you can, sometimes there's many girls crying. You can go other nuns, you can go India. No, I only want to stay Koban. So there's so many coming. Okay, that's how I become abbot like that. Okay.
What is the correct way to pray or think about people that we have known that have died? Huh? People in our lives, our family or friends that have died. What is the correct way to remember them and that have passed on?
So for dying. I think that's you can do some. You can pray to holy being or medicine Buddha, or you know, you can pray some day mantra. You can reciting, you know. So then also maybe you contact some monastery. They can more reciting to this purify it, and again higher rebirth, good life, you know, joyful lives, and meet dharmas for that purpose, dedications. Even what you practice, like you know, we mentioned compassion or learning this gradual path, meditate. You can dedicate all merits, those, okay. So then offering light, you know, all holy visual light, water and flowers, you can many days, even though they die, you can do many days, even though 49 days, you can offer every day and reciting mantras. Okay? Also charity, some holy beings offer, you know, so sanghas pray, dedications. So that's also very useful. Okay, yeah. Okay. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, thank you very much. I'm happy. So now we have dedication. What are we listening, teachings, we're thinking this, whatever we met merits. So all whatever virtues all through this. We have dedicated strongly. Quickly achieve Buddhahood, benefit all sentient beings. Also, please dedicate through our merits, remove, including this country, every unit where remove walls, disease, who were being sickness, poor situations. Or business collapse, whatever. All remove this, everything becomes success. All whole world, whole country, achieve peace. And our marriage dedicate strongly this. Also we dedicate through this marriage. Until we become enlightenment, we reach higher rebirth, specially made holy Dhamma, holy teachers, holy Dhamma friend, brothers, sisters, whole life practice Dhamma purely, strongly dedicate all those . So now, what you dedicate in Lord's marriage, also you rejoice because you did right as perfect dedicate, as strongly joy dedicate. Also, who dedicate, what can dedicate, what is enlightening, also this dependent rising, not truly exist. From their own sight, empty, selflessness.
Gwandi,